You're listening to KCPW. I'm Roger McDonough. The Salt Lake Tribune is being sold. On Wednesday, it came to light that an agreement had been reached between current Tribune owner Digital First Media and Paul Huntsman, one of the sons of billionaire Utah businessman and philanthropist John M. Huntsman Sr. The terms of the purchase haven't yet been revealed, nor is the fate of the joint operating agreement between the Salt Lake Tribune and its competitor and partner, the Deseret News, known. To learn more about this sale, yesterday I sat down with Salt Lake Tribune editor and publisher Terry Orme. Terry, thanks very much for being here.
My pleasure, Roger.
Well, the paper that you manage is apparently being sold to a Huntsman, maybe not the Huntsman we had been expecting, but a Huntsman nonetheless. Mm-hmm. How did you find out about this deal? And now that you've had some hours to have it sink in, what's your reaction to this?
Well, I found out about it this morning, that being Wednesday morning. My boss from Digital First Media came to town from Denver and came into my office and told me. It was a surprise, although not a complete surprise, because for the last 2 years, there have been talk about John Huntsman buying the newspaper. And in fact, about 18 months ago, he said publicly that he was interested in buying the Tribune. So, and those talks have been going on and off for a while. We reported late last fall that the talks had hit something of an iceberg,
right,
and had stalled. You know, at the time, I was hopeful that the talks would continue, and apparently they have. And Paul Huntsman, who you mentioned, John Huntsman's son, today announced that he is in the final stages of negotiation to purchase the paper. And
what do we know about Paul Huntsman? I mean, who he is and his background and his interest in the newspaper.
Well, Paul is a businessman. He manages a portfolio of funds in the Huntsman portfolio of businesses, and he is involved in acquisitions for the Huntsman family. And you know, like many Huntsmans, he's a graduate of the Wharton School of Business. You know, very fine, maybe the premier business school in the world.
Right.
He will tell you, I think, when we hear from him, right, that he's been a lifelong reader of the Tribune and has long admired the Tribune, like his father, and has an interest in seeing us keep doing what we do.
Terry, you may not be able to answer this, but I'm noticing that in the press release that came from Digital First Media, the Tribune owners, that they mentioned quite a bit the Huntsman family investments. And I'm wondering if it's accurate to say that Paul Huntsman would be the owner of the Tribune, or if it would be the Huntsman family under Huntsman family investments under this deal.
My understanding is that it is Paul Huntsman.
Okay.
Very specifically.
Okay. Well, you've been advocating for what you have called a benevolent local owner to come in and buy the Tribune. And that would seem to have happened. Paul Huntsman said he hopes to ensure the paper's independent voice. Is this, I guess, in your mind, a relief to some extent?
Well, I think local ownership is a good thing. I think that we have been owned now for many years by Digital First Media, which owns a whole portfolio, 70-plus newspapers across the country. And the attention that a company like that is able to give individual newspapers and individual communities they serve is minuscule. I mean, they don't know much about the Tribune's role in Utah. They don't know anything about Salt Lake City. And not to be too critical, but nor do they care. And I think that local ownership brings an engagement with a newspaper that's really critical. I think that the Huntsman family, through things that John Huntsman has said, does appreciate the role that the Tribune plays in Utah and thinks it's something that is essential. And so I'm very happy and optimistic about this, and I see only upside here.
Okay, well, you know, this is maybe a stark contrast to the upside, but if you read, you know, the comments, and you should never read the comments, but if you read the comments on news articles, there is some suspicion that the, well, first off, the editorial voice of the Tribune will change, and that might be a given. Let me ask you that question first. That's a common thing with new ownership, to see the editorial board maybe remade.
Sure, and I think that I think it's certainly the prerogative, saying the obvious, the prerogative of an owner to shape the editorial voice, the opinionated voice of the newspaper. And I would think that Paul Huntsman would certainly play a role in that. I would expect that. At the same time, what the Huntsmans have said is that they're not buying the Salt Lake Tribune to change it and to modify its voice or to bring a new perspective to it. They're buying it because they want to preserve it, because they like what we do, because they think the voice that we have is an important voice to be heard in Utah. So I think there are changes. I think there are going to be challenges. I think there are going to be moments of disagreement. There always are. And a new owner, you know, they are it is going to be his newspaper, and we, I think, will accept that.
Well, a dynamic organization to be an owner of. How about in terms of what gets covered or how it gets covered? Does an owner generally have that kind of role ever?
You know, I think owners oftentimes take those roles. I think that that's where you see friction points between an editor of a paper and an owner of a paper, in that you want to give your newsroom independence. You, as an owner, I mean, I'm speaking from an editor's point of view, obviously. As an owner, you want to let your people do their jobs. And from what I have heard Mr. Huntsman say, and in very brief conversations with Paul Huntsman, I think that that's clear to them too. I think that their real estate, or an owner's real estate, speaking generally, more generally, are those opinion pages. Now, certainly an owner is going to and should express an opinion about coverage, how strong a hand they have in dictating that coverage. There's always possible friction there, and I wouldn't expect the situation to be any different. And it's up to the editor to have a spine.
Well, and actually, this does bring me to another question, which is your own role at the paper. I guess a sort of obvious question that I should ask first off is your job secure? And then also, you have the kind of unusual title of editor and publisher. I'm imagining, Terry, that you actually don't really know what is to come here.
I don't. I will tell you some assumptions I'm operating under. I think my job is secure. I think that I will continue to be the editor of the paper. Although I have to say, again, it's an owner's prerogative to choose who they want as their top managers in any business that they acquire. And so if I wasn't to the new owner's liking, then I should be replaced, and I can accept that. I mean, that's kind of a given when you take a job like this. You are serving at your owner's pleasure, and that's just the way life is. And now, in terms of the title publisher, Paul Huntsman hasn't said anything about this yet. I think I would assume that he would take the mantle of publisher. I mean, he's the owner. I would think that he might be interested in that. And I think that makes sense. And I wouldn't have any problem with that. Now, in the event that he doesn't want that job, maybe he would want to appoint somebody else into that position. I would certainly understand that as well. If he didn't want to do it personally, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot of pots on the stove. Maybe that is something that he's not interested in, the more day-to-day newspaper publishing role. So we'll just have to see. Hey, I'm good in any scenario, including the scenario of being asked to walk out the door. I mean, I think that's how I've been living anyway.
Well, yeah, right. And I guess stability is something that the Tribune hasn't been operating under. But that might be a I mean, just to You wonder how that would reflect to the staff of the Tribune and the community if that was something that was done.
Well, I guess what I would say about that is I guess it depends on who I'm replaced by.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it's also possible that I would be replaced by someone that the staff would really go, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's
right.
A good idea.
Well, I guess we have to wait and see.
Yeah.
You know, Terry, I wish you the best of luck. But and speaking of busy people, you are a busy man. I don't want to take too much of your time here. But a couple of nuts and bolts questions that I have still are, what in total is the product that is being sold from one entity to another? Is it just the physical paper? Is it the online edition? Is it what is it?
Yes, it's all the publications in quotes. There's the print edition, of course. There's sltrib.com, our website. There is Utah Digital Services, which is the entity that sells advertising on sltrib.com
online.
And handles the online revenue for the paper. So it's all of that.
You know, there were changes a couple of years back to the long-term or the decades-long joint operating agreement between the Tribune, or I guess I should say the Tribune's owners and the LDS church-owned Deseret News. The church paid millions of dollars to Alden Global Capital. It's a hedge fund that holds the Tribune and its assets. That deal meant that the Tribune had to essentially give a big chunk of the profits it was making over to the Deseret News. This is ad sales profits, I guess. Is that correct?
Yeah, ad sales and circulation profits and some other kind of ancillary businesses that they run.
It's a long question here, but the deal was seen as kind of a sticking point to any potential sale of the Tribune, that an owner wouldn't come in and say, or a potential new owner wouldn't come in and say, I'm not going to buy a Tribune where I'm only getting 36% of profits.
30%.
30%
yeah.
Less. And so do we know what's happening with this joint operating agreement?
You know, I don't. I'm not privy to those intricacies of the negotiations that have just been completed. Just a little history. Our profit share went from 58% to 30%. In other words, our revenue was cut in half, and that's the revenue that supports the newsroom. Now, I don't know what this new negotiation did to that profit split, if anything. I don't know that. I am going to throw out an assumption, though. I would assume that was renegotiated, just because it's obvious that would be very important to an owner of the paper to have a more favorable and, in my opinion, a more equitable and appropriate profit split.
Well, and there's also been an antitrust investigation into the changes to the joint operating agreement, a lawsuit filed by a local group of former reporters and Citizens for Two Voices. I'm having a hard time coming up with the words here.
Yeah. Former employees, Joan O'Brien, a former reporter and editor at the newspaper, whose father, Jerry O'Brien, was a former publisher of the Tribune. There's a federal lawsuit from her group, and then the Department of Justice has been investigating whether this was harmful to the Tribune under the what's known as the Newspaper Preservation Act.
Right. Well, I spoke with Joan, and she said that if the terms are right for the Tribune, if the deal is right for the Tribune, they will essentially back off their lawsuit. I mean, which is a sign of confidence for this new deal.
Well, I think that what the important thing in what I just heard you say that Joan said is that I assume that at some point that she will be brought into a discussion about those terms and what they are and how comfortable she feels about them. But I think that's a conversation that will need to happen if it hasn't already occurred.
And time will tell. Do we have a time frame on any of this, when a transfer will happen, when things will begin happening at Salt Lake Tribune?
I really don't, but I'm hearing some guesstimates, I guess you would say, of 30 to 60 days. It's not imminent, but it's probably sometime this summer, I would guess.
And my last question, and I'll let you go, Terry, is do you have any advice for the new owner of the Tribune? What should be done, what needs to be done to maintain this resource in Salt Lake City and, well, in Utah? from your perspective?
Well, trust the staff to do its job because they're very good and they do a good job and they know what they're doing and they're pros and they're experts in their fields. I think that we really need to look at our digital products and innovate and improve those products. I think we need some time and some resources to try some new things, to experiment a little bit, and be okay if those experiments and innovations don't immediately show incredible results. I guess I'm asking for some trust of the staff and some patience with trying new things.
Salt Lake Tribune editor and publisher Terry Orme, I really appreciate your coming in and speaking with us today.
Thanks, Roger.
And you were tuned to KCPW.